It's time now for the Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a couple of guests in studio today. Lark waiting in the background over here, Lark Dragstad. But we have Ian Stockberger with us from Good Shepherd, CEO there. And Ian, how are you doing?
I'm holding in there. How about you guys?
Fantastic. And Lark, we have a guest on the show this week. This is really fun stuff.
Yes. I love coming to the studio.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been in studio in a while, have you?
No, out on the farm.
Out on the farm. Well, it's great to have you in studio again. And tell us what we got going today.
Well, note, you know, we always talk about that little cartoon or graphic that we have on our outline, and it is of a lady detective. So today we're going to discuss the caregiver detective, and that's what sometimes you feel like that when you're a caregiver. Where do you start? What do you do? So we're going to discuss care settings, and Ian's going to talk about the types of care settings when the needs of an older adult or person can no longer be met in the home without assistance. And briefly, I would like to empower our family caregiver detectives to NorthIowaSageLink.com on the first tab, a staying at home. Now, that page was designed for the purposes of finding resources to stay at home. So by clicking on the link after the question, is your elderly loved one having trouble staying at home? So there's a link there to Lifelong Links, and that's through Elderbridge, and you can find local services and resources for a custom topic for your zip code. So I plugged in the term personal care because, you know, sometimes help with personal care, such as bathing, shampooing your hair, dressing, those kind of things are the first things that start you need help with. So the agencies listed, if you give them a call, will assess your situation to determine if this is an appropriate place to start. And I came up with, for personal care, we had 26 different results in our, it would be from near to far in our listening area, really. So at least you can get a hold of a professional, and they know the territory just like Ian.
Great stuff. And Ian is an experienced long-term care provider. Maybe you can tell us the span of care settings that you and others in your line of work do. Give us a little update.
Sure, I'll do my best for you. Good Shepherd really comes into the line of care model where somebody needs a physical move. So, you know, home health care, I'm sure you guys have talked about extensively in time, and we just do not participate in that. We take people in when they're either ready to dissolve a house and simplify things a little bit. Assisted living is our first real care model where people are getting help, and then you kind of move up the chain into the nursing home, and that's kind of the end stop with the highest level of care taking place.
I'm just looking at the list of things, too, all of those things that Lark has listed here for us, from types of independent living and so forth, in-home and skilled nursing and so forth.
Right. The types of independent living, Ian, you have assisted living, and then you have also independent living in the Manor or Prairie Place.
Correct. And each of those, there's different models of what people are looking for, and then some of it's different economic models. So our oldest facilities that we have that offer independent living are Shalom Tower 1 and Shalom Tower 2. Really what these were aimed at is a lot of World War II era wives that had very low income and therefore resulted in low Social Security. These buildings were built to house those, and we've since kind of gone through those people, and we have a different demographic in there now, but still low income. Shalom Tower 1 is, we've gone through our full contract with HUD, so Good Shepherd is in full ownership of that building, and, you know, we still honor that as a low income, and we try to help people's needs when they move in with us, whether that is helping helping them get hooked up with services. We always have a set of furniture on hand for anybody that might need it. Sometimes we get contacted by local agencies of people that need placements, and that's just a great start. There's some great options there. Shalom Tower 2 is a HUD Section 8, so people of extreme low means, we can work with them there, and it's subsidized by the federal government and the HUD program. So again, we help people with furniture and get hooked up with other services as needed. From there, we go to the Manor downtown, and there's 93 apartments at the Manor. And for anybody that's never been there, it's absolutely beautiful. It is the old historic Hotel Hanford. It was remodeled extensively about 10 years ago, and the ballrooms are still intact. The lighting, it's period looking. And one of the beautiful things about the Manor is the very large common space downstairs. That's a huge amenity. People don't know that until it's 25 below zero and blowing out, and you can be in this big warm building, and it's big inside, and you can look out these huge grand windows, and you can see just how beautiful it is outside, and then appreciate that you're in a nice warm space and have room to walk around. Other amenities attached to that, we have the Hollywood Beauty Salon, access from within, so you don't have to go out to get your hair done. We provide a noon meal for a very nominal cost. We actually run that program at a loss, but we believe that's a very important experience, is to being able to have a communal meal and having it affordable and not have to go out. And then we've also partnered with Bluestone Therapy, and they have therapy access within there. So really, there's a lot under roof for people to go there, and a lot of enticement, I think, on top of the beauty of the building to begin with, if that's not enough to attract you in.
You have holiday parties there too, don't you?
We do. Those have kind of been, this next year we'd like to redo that. COVID, of course, has altered a lot of things, but it is home to one heck of a holiday party. Prime rib, I think it's just a cross-section of a cow that we had given out.
They talk about it for months.
It's quite a party. So we look to bring that back, but we weren't quite there yet this year, so we have not. Moving further up the chain then, we have two assisted livings, Kentucky Ridge and Cornerstone. Cornerstone is attached to Good Shepherd. It's in the old original Good Shepherd building. And then Kentucky Ridge is on South Kentucky and 19th Street. Both are the same concept, same price, same offering, same care model, but very different personalities in those buildings. So some of the people like to be on the edge of town, and it's a little bit more of a, what I'd call an rambling type building. And Cornerstone is more of a, it's three stories, but it's more of a high-rise type feel, connected to Good Shepherd, so there's some amenity there for the activities
close
and to
downtown,
come on over. Correct.
Church.
And then we have recently purchased, this isn't really a secret anymore, but we purchased the old Americana USA building. Yep, just west of the hospital, north of the Quick Star there. And it has sat vacant for 15 years, and we've just recently cleaned it out, and we've got some architects working on a third assisted living for us, which we are thrilled to be bringing on the market here in probably about a year.
Awesome.
And that's something that has really grown, isn't it, the assisted living process?
All over Iowa.
We think so. What's happening, through COVID, nursing homes lost a lot of their clients. People were hesitant to leave. I think they thought if they were in the nursing home that they would be isolated from their loved one. And to some extent, that was true for a while. It's not true anymore. But what happened is, and what's happened over the last 10 years, accelerated by COVID, is people are coming to us in worse shape. They're staying less days. So 10, 15 years ago, it was probably on average just under a two-year stay. Now I bet it's less than 4 months for somebody's average stay at the nursing home, where really it's compressed down that far. So we're turning over a lot more people a lot quicker. And that's not to say they're necessarily in worse shape. A lot of them rehab and go home. So it's not fair to say that everybody's...
And because of assisted living, they have the opportunity to go into a semi-support level of care, so there's somebody there.
Correct. The whole goal of life is to get people to live in the lowest level of care, the least restricted. Yes, thank you for that. And so that's really what we've turned our model into, and we've gone heavy on the therapy, and we're really moving heavy into life experience and environment.
That's phenomenal. There's all sorts of things, and memory care is one of those too. You guys have a dedicated unit to that, or do you still have one?
We do maintain a dedicated memory care unit. I believe it holds a maximum of about 34 individuals, but we run a census between 28 and 30 up there. It is for people. Typically, we have a different kind of an activity program up there that's more tailored to that. The staff, we make sure that we keep the same staff up there as much as possible at times, so they get continuity of care. People that are maybe a wander risk, that's a huge thing in long-term care. That's
a security area.
It's a security issue, yep. And so we have people up there that are wander risks. And
that's why the nursing supervisors take the medical providers on their tour of patients so we don't get lost.
It does happen. It's a big facility. It is a big facility. And one of Iowa's largest nursing homes.
Yes, so that's wonderful. There's also something about the skilled nursing services in the nursing home. Do you provide skilled beds, or like someone coming out of the hospital, they get so many skilled days, and do you have designated beds for that, or how does that go?
Yes, of course. I think probably pretty much with the lion's share of nursing homes in Iowa, we're what is referred to in the business as duly certified. So that means we can take Medicaid and Medicare for all of our licensed beds. We accept people. We love to have people for rehab stays. It's wonderful to see people come in and go home. The true reality with Medicare is that they're really crunching down mm-hmm. on those beds. Say the old rule was 100 days of Medicare, and yes. they still may advertise that at the hospital. The reality, for price sake, and what we're seeing out of Medicare, is they're starting to really crunch the hospitals. They used to pay by the day. Now they pretty much give out an allotment of money from Medicare, right. and they say, you've got so many days, mm-hmm. here's your money, do what you want with it. If you're really successful
care.
With it, you make a small profit. If you don't help this patient out in a way that they deserve or the outcome is unfavorable, you may lose money on that. So there's right. a lot more depth to that whole situation. But yes, to answer your question, we love skilled revenue. We have probably, I'm going to say this out live on the air. We probably have the best therapy room in North Iowa. We remodeled it 4 or 5 years ago, and it's wonderful. We're very proud of it.
That's great. And then also, do you have hospice patients in house then?
We do take hospice patients in house. Yes. North Iowa has two hospices that mm-hmm. are primarily being used. One is St. Croix Hospice, which is not necessarily local, but they're excellent providers. And then we also have Mercy Hospice too, which is another excellent provider. Mercy Hospice does have the hospice house. So right. occasionally the patient, their family, or something extenuating in their care circumstances will get a patient to the hospice house. But more times than not, they're treating patients within our walls.
Wow. That's something. Okay. I think we covered all those things.
Got a lot of things covered. We should probably talk a little bit about Adult Day Health Center, too, shouldn't we, Lark?
Absolutely. Now, you know, that's another first step. If you're looking for somewhere that you have to go to work and you're worried about your loved one and they need nursing supervision, they have activities, and it is just fantastic. You know, that setting is just like every place else, and it's hard to hire staff for those positions. So if anybody's listening and you want to work there, we sure would invite you to come and apply.
I know our friend Kay would love to have
some good help out
there. Oh, very much. I've visited several times out there. They have a lot of fun.
They do, and they go on field trips, but they meet the needs of the patient in terms of, like you said, you know, the least restrictive level. Otherwise, they might be sitting at home in the recliner, not doing much of anything at all.
It's very active there. That mm-hmm. is one thing. It's very active. They do a wonderful job of keeping people engaged.
Right.
Like I said, it's a lot of fun. I was jealous the days that I visited there. That we weren't maybe having as much fun as them.
Well, you know, on our website, on the very first page there, again, staying at home, there is a local quick list, and we have listed transportation. We have the Adult Day Health Center. We have information about telephone reassurance and also then a number for hospice. So those are things that you might need in a crunch. And, you know, I started out as a nursing assistant over 40 years ago at the Americana that you just purchased. Yeah, and
you must have been 10.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Ian. But it was quite an experience, and it motivated me to continue on with my career and to the point that I was a nurse practitioner. So I encourage all of the people who are supporting our elderly in this area to think about that career ladder. And we really are lucky in North Iowa because we have such a big field of resources. And
we're very fortunate in North Iowa.
And people like you that are detective caregivers can find Sherlock. Oh, I mean Ian.
I always envision myself more of a Watson. But
Lark. Ian, thanks for coming in today, both of you. And,
oh boy,
we need to point them to a website too, don't we, Lark?
That is right. It is NorthIowaSageLink.com, and I just spoke to a couple of your therapists the other day and informed them about this website because there's some videos on there of what to do when you fall, all sorts of different things, and I think professionals and family caregiver really would benefit if you go to that website.
Yes, there's a lot of resource out there. If I can point anybody in the right direction, it's the people that are ahead of the game are the most successful. Don't be afraid to come looking for this information before you need to.
Exactly.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That's our Caregiver Corner program for this week. I'm Tim Fleming.